Today on Castle Country Focus, we are visiting with Christine Jensen, who is the Family and Consumer Science and 4-H agent in Emory County at the USU Extension. She's been with Extension for some 19 years and, from my experience, is very knowledgeable in what she's about. Thank you, Christine, for joining with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for inviting me.
I think it's interesting. I tried getting hold of you yesterday, but you were teaching a class. Tell us about that.
Well, on the third Wednesday of every month, we have a commodity cooking class at our local food bank here in Castledale, where we teach our clients how to use the commodities given to them by the food bank. In this last class, we had blue cornmeal, and we decided to do blue cornmeal muffins, explain how to use them, but it's the same as using yellow cornmeal, which is more familiar to us. We also taught them how to use commodities such as eggs, chicken, rice, how to cook rice, things like that. A lot of people give commodities, and they just don't know how to use them, and so we teach them how to cook.
You have many that attend those classes?
We have around 25 that attend this class once a month, and we will continue doing it every third Wednesday through the summer as well. It's mostly for low income, but anyone is welcome to attend. Because we have about 25 to 35 people attend, and it's just a chance to get to know one another and to share ideas and to use the commodities that you're given. And then our food bank has been so generous to give everyone the supplies needed to make whatever we do in class so they can go home and feed their family the casserole or whatever we've made. I have a grant through DWS that provides the nutrition assistance, and then we give these people this food so that they can make them. We have a food tent program where we teach them, it's called Create. So we create a casserole or create a stir fry or create a soup or create a salad. And we've got all these handouts that people can take with them when we teach these classes. And this helps them to use the things that are on their shelf. Instead of going out to dinner, we teach them to stay home and eat with their family.
Or more economical.
Mm-hmm. Save the money.
And you gave them a bag of the blue cornmeal to make the muffins with.
Right. They got that. And then they got the other commodities. We made a hot chicken salad recipe. And so they got all the commodities to make that casserole when they went home.
Wow, that's
their families had a full meal that night.
That is great. That really is. And a useful thing for them and helpful to everybody involved.
Right. It is. It's very good. And we have appreciated. We get local produce from our grocery stores that they give to us. People have been generous in their donations to the food bank. We receive from the Utah Food Bank as well. And this really helps our families who are in need of food. Because we do have families that go hungry here, and it's just a great way of helping our families and helping our neighbors with food.
Oh, that's great. What other kinds of classes do you do?
Tomorrow, which is Friday, we're going to do what I call Festive Friday. It's on Wednesdays. It's also about the third Wednesday of each month, or third Friday of each month. We do a class called Festive Friday. Usually, again, we'll have a little nutrition segment. And then I will have some sort of program that involves a trendy item. Last month we did on pressure cookers. Tomorrow we're doing dining with diabetes. So if you have diabetes and would like some information, please come. We serve a light lunch, costs $3, and it's here in the courthouse on Main Street in Castledale, upstairs in what's called the Swell Conference Room. And we invite anyone who would like to come. It's open to the public. You don't need to be invited. Just come and enjoy the program. Our speaker tomorrow is Ellen Circassini. She is the Carbon County Family and Consumer Sciences agent, and she's going to talk about dining with diabetes. And for the first 30 people that arrive that come to the class and stay the whole time, we'll get a free cookbook on diabetes. That's well worth your time.
And you said last month you did it on pressure cookers.
Right. We did it on the new Instant Pot. How to use pressure cookers and the difference between a pressure canner and a pressure cooker. I know that people are getting ready to start canning in the fall, and so they'll need to have their pressure canners tested. So we do that as well. Just bring it into our office and we can test them.
So they have the correct pressure and consequently the right temperature. Okay.
Yep, because of our altitude, we have to check them and we have to adjust them for this altitude so that you know how to pressure them.
Everybody looks forward to the county fair and the displays that are there.
The county fair this year is going back to being in August, and I think everyone's going to be happy about that. The actual fair is going to be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th of August. We need to get our exhibits in, so people need to start working on their exhibits. We need all of the things that, you know, all of your canned items, if you're canning this summer or last summer. We need to have your quilt, your crocheting, your art, your creative art, which might be collections of some sort, wood projects. And then 4-H also has a big, big display of exhibits, the things that we have done over the summer that you have done in your home. We'll be accepting exhibits on Tuesday, August 1st, and Wednesday morning, August 2nd. But now is the time, and if you know anything about Discover 4-H, you're looking for projects for summer for your youth, go to discover4-h.org, and you can find many, many projects that you can do, and they are about 6 hours each. Give all of the information, all of the supplies that you need, and they go from beekeeping to robotics to writing BASIC for your learning how to code your computer, everything, stock, animals, crocheting, knitting, sewing, all those kinds of things will be they're all printable, and they're free to download. It doesn't cost you anything to download them from the website.
And one of them is on beekeeping.
I believe one is on beekeeping. It's been a while since I looked, but I know somebody is working on a beekeeping one, and I believe it is finished now. We have it on. I mean, there's all kinds of subjects on Discover 4-H that you can look up. And like I said, they're free to download. You just have to sign up and just put your name and what county you are in. And then it also tells you how to register for 4-H. We'd like you to register if you can through our office. Just come in or give us a call, because we'd like to have the numbers and have everybody join 4-H this summer.
Now, that is honestly something I've been toying with, is my sister keeps bees. She's got 3 hives or something like that up in Smoot, Wyoming, and I've toyed with the idea about beekeeping. That's interesting.
I mean, we have all kinds of, in particular, Discover 4-H. They're basic. There's archaeology. There's the art of math. A lot of craft ones. Energy club, coding, family history, fitness, robotics, sheep club, sewing club, geology club. We have clubs for clover buds, which are under 8 years old. Regular 4-H is 8 to 18. So there are all kinds of things. Food, cooking clubs, you name it. And you don't have to do it necessarily from Discover 4-H. You can make up your own club and just get your neighborhood and get the kids around and or your grandchildren. If grandparents are having their grandchildren this summer, think about enrolling in 4-H, and it'll give you something to do and keep the kids busy. So it's a great program. 4-H is a wonderful program.
Well, Christine, thank you for being with us. How do we get in touch with you?
My phone number is 381-3539. That's directly into my office. If you want the main number for us, it's 381-3535. You can always leave a message and be happy to help you in any way I can.
Thank you, Christine, for being with us on Castle Country Focus, and we appreciate your time.